The Village Halloween Parade in New York City is back this year after sitting out in 2020 because of the pandemic. It's been described as a city's version of Carnival, and it's one of the largest and most colorful cultural events in New York. The parade also provides a major economic boost to Lower Manhattan. John Kalish reports.
The 48th annual Village Halloween Parade will kick off Sunday night at 7 p.m. As in years past, there will be giant puppets, marching bands, floats, and thousands of costumed marchers making their way up 6th Avenue. You never know who will show up at the Halloween Parade, as I found in 2001 when I encountered a Brooklynite and his pet goat.
I couldn't help but notice that your goat is covered with Metro cards.
Oh, yeah, he's Metro Goat, not Metro Man, able to leap over a turnstile in a single bound.
That was just 7 weeks after the terrorist attacks on 9/11. But in 2012, the parade was canceled for the first time ever after the devastation of Superstorm Sandy. Jean Fleming has been the parade's artistic director for 40 years. She didn't learn that this year's event was on until mid-September.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I mean, like everyone else, we were waiting to hear what's going on with COVID, what's possible.
When city officials gave the go-ahead, Fleming scrambled to find sponsors. A crowdfunding campaign netted only about $10,000. Then financial advisor Jason Feldman came forward and contributed $150,000, effectively saving the day.
I was just trying to do something nice for the city I love, knowing that the people of our city love this parade. Hopefully it's a great turnout, and hopefully lots of spectators.
Feldman will not be dressed as a knight in shining armor, opting instead for a much more zen costume. He'll be borrowing a Buddhist monk's robe from a monk in the Catskills. The marchers have been asked to wear medical masks in the staging area, but are free to take them off once they begin the mile-long walk up 6th Avenue. Spectators are being urged to wear masks as they gather on the packed avenue where social distancing is impossible. Parade director Jean Fleming.
One of my favorite puppeteers is not coming because she doesn't feel safe. Other people are not concerned at all. It's the entire gamut of everything that the nation is feeling that everyone is going through.
This year's Grand Marshal is comedian Randy Rainbow, whose YouTube song parodies have kept the nation laughing during the pandemic. He'll be decked out in a specially made rainbow coat and his trademark pink glasses as he travels on a float with 6 dancers.
Sedition, sedition.
Look it up.
Sedition.
That's Randy Rainbow's parody of the song Tradition from Fiddler on the Roof. The tradition of the Village Halloween Parade continues Sunday night, and that's a good thing at this point in the pandemic, says parade director Jean Fleming.
It's the night when people get to come out and tell their stories, whatever their story is. That's the role that it plays. Can you imagine 2 years of shutting ourselves in without having this night of celebration?
Yes, and that would be pretty scary. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.